Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Coast Guard is preparing for a long-range medevac off a cruise ship near the northwest coast of Alaska. The 318-foot ship Silver Explorer is in the Chukchi Sea, located about 400 miles northwest of Kotzebue and steaming toward the community. A 35-year-old man on board reportedly suffered from a heart attack. A Coast Guard H-60 helicopter will fly out today to medevac the man once the ship is in range and closer to Kotzebue. Meanwhile, here in southeast Alaska, H-60 helicopters based out of Sitka are looking for a cruise ship crew member who apparently fell overboard last night from the cruise ship Amsterdam while it was nearing Sitka Sound. The cruise ship turned around and headed back outbound to retrace its route when the cook was reported missing. Surveillance tapes are being reviewed as well. The helicopters have resumed the search today, but weather and visibility are poor and seas are rough. An Anchorage man has been detained in eastern Russia after sailing across the Bering Strait in a small rubber boat. According to the BBC, 46-year-old John Martin had been traveling down the Yukon River in his one-seater. After reaching the Bering Sea, Martin traveled more than 50 miles across the strait and was picked up by Russian border guards on August 1st. A source told Russia's largest news outlet, TASS, that Martin was brought to the port town of Anadyr for questioning. Martin allegedly did not ask for political asylum, as was previously reported. U.S. diplomats are aware of the situation and, as the BBC reports, are working with Russian officials to resolve the situation. The commission that manages the polar bear population shared by the United States and Russia has increased the quota of bears that can be harvested by subsistence hunters. The U.S.-Russia Polar Bear Commission increased the harvest level for bears in the Chukchi Sea from 58 to 85 bears. The decision came after the commission board heard new estimates of the bear population. The commission met last week in Chukotka, Russia. China is threatening to impose a 25% tariff on imports of liquefied natural gas from the United States. The move threatens the financial viability of Alaska's LNG export project. Its largest target market is China. A 25% penalty would make Alaska's gas significantly more expensive for potential Chinese customers. The threat of new tariffs comes as a trade war escalates between the United States and China. China's Ministry of Commerce announced the LNG penalty as part of a $60 billion package of tariffs and levels penalties on thousands of U.S. goods from beef to lumber to auto parts. And the community of Quinnahock has received about 60,000 artifacts unearthed from a nearby ancient village and sent to Scotland. KYUK Radio reports the Western Alaska community had hoped the Yupik artifacts would make it in time for a museum opening next week. The items were sent to be cleaned and preserved at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland. Archaeologists began excavating the ancient village of Nanillik nearly a decade ago after permafrost started melting.